Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The possibility of the school district of Rhinelander buying the former St. Joseph's Catholic Church and school property came a bit closer this week. The school board asked realtor Ron Scoggin to draft an offer to purchase the property not to exceed $649,000. Superintendent Kelly Jacoby outlined to the board some options.
And went through what a possible reconfiguration would look like, why we have a need for additional space. Then, you know, we talked about, well, why did we sell buildings if we were going to need space?
Several years ago, after some failed referendums, the district sold off some schools because the district couldn't afford to update the aging schools.
And at the meeting, the board authorized me to work with a realtor and draft offer with the appropriate contingencies attached. And then once that's ready, we will have another special board meeting where they will make the final decision if we make that offer.
The district is in need of classroom space. Jacoby said at the meeting, Crescent and Pelican schools are at their limit of space, and the space is tight at Central Intermediate School. The St. Joseph's property came available after a renovation was finished at Nativity of Our Lord Church near City Hall. The State Department of Natural Resources heard a lake management plan that they labeled as a success story for the Powell Marsh's Dead Pike Lake in the town of Manitowish Waters. The plan focuses on the reduction of iron and phosphorus by stopping the loading of those components into the lake. Dead Pike Lake water quality has been damaged by iron flock draining off an area where a failed experiment to bring in a goose population took place in the 1950s. Several residents of the lake said their property values are diminishing as the water quality gets worse from the iron. The DNR's Dan Helsel says lower lake levels cause more iron and phosphorus to be in the lake.
We have a really good understanding about what influences a lake. And we know that about 85% of the iron in the lake comes from the groundwater load, naturally occurring, and about 65% of the phosphorus load comes through the groundwater. And we also recognize that lower lake levels cause increased groundwater input to the lake because there's not the hydraulic pressure there, and that if we raise the lake level a bit, the groundwater inputs decrease, so we can actually reduce those percentages.
Environmental consultant Steve Applebaum said raising lake levels to its historic range through a variety of means is the key action. He says the effort to attract geese lowered the lake levels over time and it raised the iron and phosphorus levels.
If we're going to raise the outlet elevation of the outlet of the lake to raise the minimum elevation of the lake, we want everything to be reversible as part of a test. So how do we do that under existing permitting structure? Might need to be examined. We might need your support and thoughtful consideration.
The plan also includes the addition of an inland wetland treatment system and construction of a clean water diversion from surface water with lower iron and phosphorus concentrations and the use of a passive lime release in water habitat. Board members thanked the groups, including the Dead Pike Lake Association, for a plan that they said would be a reclamation success story. The Me Too movement has launched a discussion about sexual assault across the nation. Locally, Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault is bringing awareness to sexual assault with an event this weekend as part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Braden Bain Allison, Sexual Assault Program Coordinator at Tri-County, says the Me Too movement has many facets and it's raised awareness.
That it's provided a platform for survivors who maybe didn't feel comfortable, feel like they had a platform to come out and be believed and be supported, to come out and talk about their experiences with sexual assault and have people believe them and support them in that context.
Saturday, the agency is hosting a public event at the Newbold Town Hall to remember a victim and to gather the community.
A memorial for Avery Edwards, a young child who lost his life here in our community last year. The 14th is the one-year anniversary. So part of the occasion is to commemorate that life and the importance of that life in every life. After that commences, we are having a celebration, celebrating families, celebrating and honoring our first responders, and then celebrating families, having some fun, having some food.
The event at Newbold Town Hall Saturday begins at 11 a.m. with a memorial service, followed by a free lunch from noon to 2 and the event concluding at 4 p.m. Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault has offices in Eagle River, Crandon, and Rhinelander. They have a 24-hour toll-free number for information about domestic violence and sexual assault at 800-236-1222. We have a longer story with Braden Bain Allison at WXPR.org. The weather, a major winter storm system, is expected to bring a variety of weather to the area through the weekend. Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of precipitation, low 31. Friday, rain and snow likely with a high near 37, chance of precipitation 80%, new snow accumulation of around 2 inches. Friday night, snow likely, possibly mixed with freezing rain, low 22, about 3 inches Friday night. Saturday, about 2 more inches throughout the day with a high near 28. And then snow continuing Saturday night into Sunday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.